Begin, surrounded by some 15 Israeli and Egyptian plainclothes security men and officers, joined the procession from the start. He walked the 900-yard route along the avenue where Sadat was gunned down while reviewing the parade commemorating his quote-unquote last war with Israel in 1973. Welcome to Jerusalem 365, episode 286, a Cairo funeral on Shabbat. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. It is the striking story with which Henry Kissinger concludes his chapter on Anwar Sadat in his book, Leadership. Kissinger tells us that he asked Sadat prior to the Israeli handover of the last parts of the Sinai still in Israel's hands whether he should attend the ceremony of Egypt exerting sovereignty in those areas. Instinctively, Kissinger tells us, Sadat said yes and then changed his mind, saying, "No, you shouldn't. It will be very painful for the Israelis to give up this territory. It would hurt the Jewish people too much to see you in Cairo celebrating with us." Sadat, Kissinger tells us, then added that he would rather travel with Kissinger a month after that to the site seen by many as Mount Sinai, where it was Sadat's intention to create a center with sites of worship for Muslims, Christians, and Jews. Soon after this exchange, Anwar Sadat was dead, assassinated at an event in Cairo marking the war that he had launched in 1973. Kissinger's fascinating anecdote marks the incredibly interesting evolution of Anwar Sadat. Sadat's initial bold maneuver in favor of peace was motivated, at least to some extent, by his desire to place Egypt within the American sphere of power rather than that of the Soviets. But it is clear from Sadat's letters to Begin and from his conversation with Kissinger and much else that Sadat had been pondering the meaning of the Sinai Desert and how so much of the history of the religions throughout the world was connected to it. That the peace created by Begin and Sadat endured, however coldly, after Sadat's death and indeed for the many decades following, is, as many have noted, a testament to the enduring achievement of what Begin and Sadat achieved together, and the way in which Begin paid respects to Sadat following the latter's death highlighted both the bond between them and the profoundly Judaic nature of Menachem Begin's leadership. When news came that Sadat had been assassinated on October 6, 1981, Menachem Begin immediately released the following statement, quote, "President Sadat fell victim to a criminal assassination. The people of Israel share in the mourning of the people of Egypt. We send our deepest condolences to Mrs. Sadat and the children. President Sadat was murdered by the enemies of peace. His decision to come to Jerusalem and the reception accorded to him by the people, the Knesset, and the government of Israel will be remembered as one of the great events of our time. President Sadat did not pay attention to abuse and hostility and went ahead with endeavors to abolish the state of war with Israel and to make peace with our nation. It was a difficult road. The President of the United States, Mr. Carter, the President of the Arab Republic of Egypt, President Sadat, and myself as Prime Minister of Israel, and our colleagues, resolved to do our utmost to reach the noble goal of establishing peace in our region. Unforgettable are the days of Camp David, and so is the hour in which the President of Egypt and the Prime Minister of Israel signed a treaty of peace between our two countries, and the President of the United States attached his signature as a witness to that historic act. Millions of peace-loving people throughout the world rejoiced. During our many meetings, personal friendship was established between us. I therefore lost today not only a partner to the peace process, but also a friend. The hearts of my wife and myself go out to Mrs. Sadat and to all the bereaved family. May God console them in their grief. We hope that the peace process, despite the cruel act of his enemies, will continue, as we know President Sadat would wish with all his heart." This was Begin's statement. As Avi Shilon tells us in his biography, Begin was convinced that he was morally obligated to attend the funeral, even though he would be surrounded by representatives of many countries that certainly did not feel kindly toward him, and even though the Shabak, or Shin Bet, felt that attending was a real security risk. Begin, in attending, moreover refused to wear a bulletproof vest under his shirt because he felt that it would be wrong for the Prime Minister of Israel to show fear. Begin's boldness went further than that. Because Sadat's funeral took place on Shabbat, Begin refused to ride in a bulletproof car as part of the procession. Thus it was that the entire world was witness to Begin's honoring of the Sabbath, at great discomfort to himself. In order to truly understand this, we need only read the UPI report from the moment. It reads, quote, "Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, observing restrictions of the Jewish Sabbath, shunned cars and made it all on foot at assassinated President Anwar Sadat's funeral Saturday. Always a potential target of Arab extremists, but more so following his 1979 peace treaty with Egypt, Begin was one of the most heavily guarded foreign leaders attending the funeral. Speaking to reporters following his return to Tel Aviv late Saturday, Begin described his 33-hour visit to Egypt and Sadat's funeral as a quote-unquote good investment in future relations with Cairo. Following the funeral, the article continues, Begin met with Secretary of State Alexander Haig for talks on the quote-unquote dangerous situation in the wake of Sadat's assassination. And then the article adds a bit further. Begin said he and Egyptian President-designate Hosni Mubarak met twice, once before and once after the funeral, renewed their country's commitments to the Camp David peace process, and resolved to continue the frequent Egyptian-Israeli contacts began by Sadat. Before going to Cairo, Begin made it known to Egyptian authorities he wanted his quarters as close as possible to the funeral procession route so he could walk to it and avoid car transport, prohibited on the Jewish Sabbath. The Egyptians obliged, providing living quarters at the railway club, the procession's starting point. A helicopter flew Sadat's coffin to the club grounds from the military hospital, where he died Tuesday from bullet and grenade wounds 2 hours after he was attacked. Begin, surrounded by some 15 Israeli and Egyptian plainclothes security men and officers, joined the procession from the start. He walked the 900-yard route along the avenue where Sadat was gunned down while reviewing the parade commemorating his quote-unquote last war with Israel in 1973. Begin, the article continues, appeared somber but showed no signs of weariness. He walked briskly in the funeral procession as the temperature rose to 95 degrees. The 68-year-old prime minister has had two heart attacks and a stroke since 1977. He was operated on recently for broken cartilage in his left knee, which limited his ability to walk long distances. End quote. So the UPI article reports. Let us ponder, ladies and gentlemen, this striking honoring of Judaism and of his commitment to peace in which Begin engaged. Here we have an enfeebled prime minister who walks in the intense heat to honor and to further the peace that he had made with the murdered president of Egypt. And he does so on Shabbat, known to Jews as a day of peace, whose peace is meant to be a sign and signifier of the world peace that is yet to come. And there is a striking symmetry in the fact that the Begin-Sadat relationship began after Shabbat, with Begin explaining to the Knesset that if Israel wished for the world to honor the Jewish Sabbath, the Jews of Israel had to honor it themselves. Here, suddenly, the Sabbath honored in Israel by Begin was now honored by Begin in Cairo. A fascinating reflection and reification of the scriptural discussion of the Sabbath rest. And remember that thou wast a slave in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Thus it was that, as Kissinger noted in his book, Sadat would not be present at the final handover of Sinai land between Israel and Egypt. But Begin, as Yehuda Avner tells us, penned a beautiful letter to Jihan Sadat, telling her that Anwar Sadat's presence was felt just the same. Begin wrote, quote, Our hearts, madame, go out this day to you and your children and grandchildren. Anwar Sadat of blessed memory should have been with us to see the glory of his efforts to make peace and achieve reconciliation between the good peoples of Egypt and Israel. To prove that his memory did not die, that it will live on forever in the hearts of women and men of goodwill, we have to work for the sacred cause. No more war. No more bloodshed. Peace, salam, shalom between our nations. We embrace you, our dear friend, Aliza and Menachem Begin. So Begin wrote, and as we will see, this would not be the last exchange of letters between Mrs. Sadat and the Prime Minister. But the image of Begin walking at Sadat's funeral in the Cairo heat, with Cabinet Ministers Ariel Sharon and Yosef Borg at his side, gives us another incredible picture from the career of Begin and from the story of the bond that Begin and Sadat developed between each other. The image is a symbol of a connection made between two leaders in the Middle East, but it is also a symbol of the nature of a Jewish leader in Israel who sanctified the name of God in the way that he led. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together next week. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom, signing off.